Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 24th of November 2018, and this is the 916th Moll Out Loud podcast. I am lying on a bed, and there's a balcony in front of me, and on one side there is, I think, a beech tree, and on the other is really, it is blue sky and some cloud, but it's been quite overcast most of the time, and the sky feels quite bright, even though there's lots of cloud scattered about. I'm lying here just resting my leg for a little bit. Yesterday, as I was I think I was pausing, but I'm not sure whether I had paused or not. I was underneath the Zeitglocke, the old, really the, I suppose one might even call it a sort of icon of Bern. It makes Bern recognisably different, this fantastic clock. I was there, it sort of marks off the top of the old town from the newer town above it. And I don't know quite what happened, but I fell down some steps and did something to my ankle. So I had a really lovely time in the old town. Up to that point, it was quite strange that it was on that sort of barrier between the oldest part of the town and the newer part, and you know, under this icon, that I should fling myself down the steps. So I spent it from just after lunch until about 10:30 at the hospital, getting myself looked at, and now I have a cast on one leg, and some very flashy crutches, which I'm gradually learning to use. It looked really bad yesterday, I have to say, and but there are no bones broken, so that's a really good plus, but probably some pretty not very well ligaments. So I'm waiting. They're going to do some more detailed tests on Monday, I think. But meanwhile, I thought I was going to be sort of trapped for days. It has rather changed my plans, because I was just about to head off to France. Tomorrow morning I was going to be going to Geneva to meet a very dear friend of mine, and then I was going to take the train to Carcassonne and join up with fellow muse writers in Carcassonne. But I think it's very unlikely that I'll be able to do that. So everything will be a bit delayed, unfortunately. But maybe there was some reason I needed to stay in Bern. And really, given what did happen, if that was going to happen, it really couldn't have happened under better circumstances. I was near other people, and there were some very people came up and were really sort of helpful, but also the person I'm staying with was going to be meeting me in town about 15 minutes later. So he was able to help me and support me right the way through the evening, which would have been quite difficult on my own, and difficult if I'd been staying in a hostel, which was what I had originally planned to do until he very kindly offered me this space. So really, it was, and the other thing is that I speak the language. It is so much easier in these situations when you can understand what people are saying to you. So, you know, great that it wasn't France, where I'd have been so far away from everything. I mean, here it was quite close by the hospital. Anyway, enough of that. But all these strolls that I was planning to do around Bern and around Carcassonne, which has got some fabulous walks as well, are not going to happen. Which is a bit of a pity. I'll have to do some virtual walking. But meanwhile, I've got this lovely vision out here. And I also am much more ambulant than I expected to be. I have a bit overdone it this morning, I think, but I went to the market. But yes, towards the end, it was a bit much. But I do think I'm hoping to go out tonight. If I rest for the rest of the afternoon, I think I should be all right. So, yes, that's me. I did think that whatever happened, at least it shouldn't affect my writing. I should be able to write and make the most of that here. And there are so many things have already happened, so many rich things have showed themselves to me that I feel my well is already filled, even though I haven't been here for very long. Sorry about my voice, I'm very dry. Yes, so you just never know what's going to happen from one moment to the next. I do hope that you're able to engage with whatever's most important to you and in whatever state of repair you happen to be. And that you also get to enjoy something outside, something that grows, something natural like a tree or a bit of sky. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always. And I really look forward to talking to you again soon.